This is KCUR 89.3. Art fairs don't seem like places of fierce competition, but getting a booth at one can be pretty competitive. About 1,400 artists apply each year for the Plaza Art Fair, and participants are selected by a jury, a group of curators, gallery owners, and educators. This year, 240 artists got in, including about 40 from Kansas and Missouri. KCUR's Laura Spencer checked in with a few of the artists based here in Kansas City.
Step inside Andrew Johnson's house in Brookside, and you might be greeted like this.
Oh, that's Oscar. He's an old boy.
Johnson's cats. He's got three. And flowers in his garden inspire some of his playful embroidered pieces.
I work everywhere in the house. I make my frames in the garage, and then I put it all together in the basement, and then my sewing machines are upstairs.
From April to October, Johnson has about a dozen art fairs on his schedule, and this marks his 11th year in a row at the Plaza Art Fair. He says there's just something special about it.
The Plaza is like the chocolate cake with the, you know, on top of the chocolate cake, so...
Johnson creates his designs on an old Macintosh computer, brightly colored birds and owls, flowers and houses, like this one, based on a sketch from a trip to England.
It's a thatched cottage, and it's got arched windows, and it's surrounded by tall whimsical trees, and this design has nearly 22,000 stitches in it. So I've placed each one of those.
He plugs the zip drive into a Bernina sewing machine, and it sews each and every stitch on painted vintage fabric. He says he likes to create new designs for the art fair.
So it's been a lot of 10 and 12 hour days here in the studio.
To get to Heinrich Toe's studio, walk through Oracle, the science curiosities shop in the Crossroads Arts District. Think taxidermy and framed insects. In the back is Fraction, a printmaking studio and exhibition space. And Toe has some of his works on paper propped along the wall, arranged by size.
There's a lot of imagery of tree lines, which is inspired by my travel, having lived in so many places around the country. Flowers, all the lanterns that you see, and it has that essence of both the East and the West as well, because that's where I feel is my new environment, my new home.
Toe grew up in Singapore and graduated from the Cleveland Institute of Art. Then it was on to Phoenix and Seattle. And that was when he was introduced to Kansas City.
I first started doing the Brookside and Plaza Art Fair before I actually moved out here. So I had the opportunity to see what an amazing city it is, and now it's been 10 years since I've been here.
He says at an art fair, he enjoys talking to people of all ages, answering and asking questions, and maybe helping them expand their aesthetic.
I talk to anyone that stops in my booth, and there is a element of surprise when someone comes in and perhaps they don't have a whole lot of art exposure or art experience. One of the many roles of the artist in terms of the art fair is giving them that accessibility and knowledge in terms of what you're looking at.
Okay, so I'm about to light my torch, turn on the gas, strike it.
Days before the Plaza Art Fair, jewelry designer Kelly Connor was in her studio at a collective workspace in Mission called Bonfire.
Something kind of like that. And then just heat the metal.
Connor studied metals as an art student at the University of Kansas. But after graduation, she took a corporate job and a 10-year break from art making. She returned to it a few years ago.
Next thing I know, Christmas is around the corner. So a year in, now it's Christmas season, and I have so many custom orders that there's no way I can fill my custom orders and keep my job.
What started up again as a hobby is now a full-time job. She's shown her handmade bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and rings at art fairs and craft shows. But this is her first time at the Plaza Art Fair.
The Plaza Art Fair is one of those things that, as an undergrad and even as an artist starting out, it was the top of the list. This is my first big show like this.
Connor also sells her work online, but she says she likes to make that personal connection.
And I think this is especially true for jewelry. There's just nothing that replaces that ability to pick it up and touch it and see it in person and try it on.
In just a few months, artists will begin to apply for next year's art fairs. And they'll be keeping their fingers crossed that they'll have a busy calendar filled with events like the Plaza Art Fair again. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.